The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
You're in the madhouse now.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Welcome to My Wife Hates Me. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Welcome to My Wife Hates Me. Well, we're back, folks. My Wife Hates Me. My Wife Hates Me podcast done from our dining room in Hillsborough. Lovely Hillsborough. Good schools, golf courses, not that many great restaurants, but not far from the mall, an hour from New York, and an hour from Philly. What is in that bag that you just put on my desk?
I don't know. It's yours.
That's not my bag?
It's not.
That's Rainer's. What is it? That's not my bag. What is it?
Pistachios and water.
That's, you guys brought that back from
No.
Or that's, and there's a soda. Is that a soda or a water?
In
that's
water.
Lexi's.
Oh, okay. Well, it's
not my bag.
Not mine.
Not mine. I'll keep the pistachios.
Okay.
Right? You look tired.
Yes, I'm tired.
From cleaning?
Oh, my God.
From working out?
From everything.
Just the whole day?
Not stopping. All
it's day. Been a long. Don't lean back again. You'll fall.
I want to.
I don't want you to fall.
I want to fall.
You know what? Because if you slip and crack your skull, because you've done that once already in our life, fell. And
I didn't slip and crack. I fainted when
you
I
fainted.
Was pregnant.
Yeah. Who faints? Like that's. Like what made you faint? The heat? Just being tired? Just exhaustion?
I don't know.
Then we had to cancel
Is
going
that
to
low
Dallas.
Low blood pressure.
And you just fell, and I was in the car, and someone said, your wife's laying on the floor.
In the post office.
In the post office, and I went in on the floor. And
I really traumatized
her. I wasn't, it was a big puddle
I
of
do
blood.
Remember that I was crying. I came to, and then they were putting me in the
ambulance,
and then.
You know, if I knew what ambulance costs, I would have drove you to the hospital.
Then, my insurance covered it.
Oh.
Then I was crying. I woke up and I started crying. And then you were like, now what?
What do you mean, now what?
The way you said it, you were like, what? Like, now what?
No,
like,
no.
Why are you crying again?
I didn't say now what. I go.
You were like, what now? I swear something. To God you said that. You're like.
Yeah, what are you crying about now or something? Or what?
Yeah.
What, is there something else wrong?
Mm.
I was worried. Then we had to cancel going to Dallas.
That was the worst, right? You didn't want me to cancel. You were like...
No.
Why didn't you just go? Oh, because they said you shouldn't go.
I wouldn't leave
you were stressed out that people were going to think you were a bad person for going. No, you really wanted me to go. You called some doctors.
No, I didn't. What kind of doctors would I call? I don't know doctors.
Yes, you called to see, and they were like, everyone was like, no, she shouldn't go. Well, my doctor was like, no, she shouldn't go.
Uh-huh.
And then you were like, should I go? Then it became this whole, like...
No, I had to cancel. I canceled.
Yeah, but you didn't want to, man. You were real upset about it.
I wasn't real upset at all. I was probably, like, worried. And, I mean, I mailed a box of CDs down there. I'm going there, you know, in a couple months or in a month. You would think they would still have my CDs, even though it was 9 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they would still have them 9 years later?
No.
No. They threw out the Rich Voss CDs. Oh, well. You're okay now, but that's what I'm saying. Don't lean on your chair because I don't want to see you fall and lay in a puddle of blood again.
Okay.
And have to cancel Austin
can't be any worse than doing this podcast.
Why? What's wrong with this podcast?
I don't know. It's just you're annoying.
Why? I've been nothing but a nice guy. I've been so good.
I think it's because you just refuse to, like...
be your slave or listen to you?
No. I don't ask you to do shit.
Then what do I... If you can't say you refuse, that means you must be asking me something that I'm refusing.
No, you're refusing to cop to certain things about yourself. Like if I were to be like... if I were to say, like, you're tall... I don't know, if I said you're short, you'd be like, no, I'm tall. You would just completely fight it.
Well, because I'm regular. What do you mean by short?
I'm saying, see, that's what I'm talking about. Like, not one part of you will just go with whatever. It'd be like,
yes,
yeah,
I do all the time.
Or if I said you're an asshole, you'd be like, I'm not an asshole. Instead of just being like, yeah.
You know, maybe compliments.
Okay, I'm just saying it's hard to compliment you also.
No, I'm good with compliments. Give me a compliment.
I give you compliments all the time.
Well, give me one now.
It's hard right now. You're not doing anything I'm happy about. You've got good arms.
They could be bigger.
Oh, my God.
They could be bigger. But they are pretty good. I was looking at them today.
Do you remember my motto?
What's your motto? Traps?
No traps, no...
Lats?
No traps, no lats.
Is that your motto?
Yes. Every man, heed this.
I already got
heed this warning. No traps, no lats. No woman wants it.
I got lats. Yeah, women like...
No, they don't.
They like the buff.
Why? Because you think it's like it makes you wider, that's going to be more attractive? No, wider is not more attractive.
Whatever. Lats are nice.
No, they're not.
Traps, if they're not too big, are nice.
No,
when they're gigantic, rough. Then...
I hate them all.
You know, when they get too big, you got nice traps.
No.
Yes.
Stop.
From CrossFit?
No.
Yeah, you got girl
ain't
traps.
Ain't happening.
You got girl traps?
No.
All no. Right. Well, anyhow. Oh, what do we got to talk? We're going to Austin. We are taping this today, which is Thursday. Today is March 9th. We're going to...
I'm in retrograde.
What's that mean?
Nothing. Carry on.
You're in retrograde?
I can't talk to you because you have no knowledge of certain things, so you're just like, what? It's like you've never heard the term retrograde. Do you have any idea what it might be in reference to?
Retro?
Oh, my God.
Grade.
I mean, people make jokes about it. It's basically what I'm doing. I'm making a joke about
it. Okay, what is it?
Astronomy. Astrology, I mean.
What? Retrograde's astrology?
Yes.
Ah. How does that mean anything about... Oh, I don't want to get into it.
Yeah, like what? Like now I'm going to explain it to you.
Yeah, go ahead.
No.
Explain it to the people
that
don't know.
I'm just making a joke because it's dumb.
But what do you have to do with astrology? Like I go...
It's like certain planets are in retrograde. I don't know. Just stupid things. Just...
But what does that got to do with you? I don't get it. You're in retrograde.
It's my sign.
Oh, you're in retrograde right now? Your planet is not aligned with other
planets? I don't even
planets.
Know that much about it. I was making a joke, but how could you
what
not
have... What planet
like,
are you?
I don't know.
Planet Charlie?
Okay, I'm not talking to you anymore.
Well, how do you know you're in retrograde or your planet?
It's a joke!
Oh.
It's like, that's like, it was like us being stupid.
Okay, okay, sometimes...
But who goes like it's retrograde? Who's gone 60 years in their life and you've never heard a joke about it or
never
anything?
Never once. It's not a popular topic that people would bring
up. I'm not saying it's a popular topic. It's just like,
you know, astrology.
This is how we watch TV. You're like, what's happening? Who's doing that? No. Why is he there?
Sometimes it's too dark. Well, I don't know why they film it so dark. Could it be TV? Can we lighten it?
Yeah.
Do you know how?
I'll figure it out.
You're pretty good with some electronic stuff.
Oh, my God. If I leave the room, he's like, are you going to pause it?
No.
I start freaking out. I go, ahead, pause it. I don't know how! I don't know how!
Really?
Well, why don't you learn how?
Oh, really?
To use the TV.
Oh, really? Yeah. Have you ever ordered a pizza over the phone?
I know how. I know how.
Oh, yeah?
I just have anxiety about doing it.
Yeah, you have anxiety about ordering a pizza.
You can make fun of me all you want, but if I had to do it, I would do it. Stop.
You make fun of me?
Do you know I've never ordered a pizza in my whole life? Like,
get the fuck out of here.
Swear to God. One time, Raina and her friends wanted pizza. Raina ordered it. And they didn't even question it. They were like, aren't you a kid? Brought it over.
So kids, that's funny. So we're going to Austin, South by Southwest. We're going to do Sunday night, or at 6 o'clock. It's kind of early on Sunday that we're doing our
podcast. The podcasts are all during the day, and the other shows are, yeah. So a lot of the podcasts are like 1:30, 4 o'clock.
Oh, they are.
Yeah.
But we're doing ours live, and our marriage counselor is probably one of the funniest comics on the planet.
Eddie Pepitone.
And I'm not just saying that because he's our marriage counselor. He, when you listen to him on Sirius, it's so fucking funny. He's so fucking funny. It's unbelievable. How's he not a star? I mean, he's done stuff, but I mean, like,
He's a pretty big, well-known comedian.
But, I mean, he should be on a TV show, shouldn't he?
Probably is, and we just don't know.
Oh, he's so fucking funny.
Well, I was watching some garbage comedian from L.A., and Raina was in the room, and I was like, you know, just doing laundry or whatever, and Raina was like, oh, this guy's not good. I was like, I know, he's terrible. And so then I went to Eddie Pepitone's, and I put him on, and like the minute he came to the mic, she goes, oh, this guy's funny. It's like, it made me so proud that she knew, like, immediately. But he also, he has this thing in his act, in that special where he goes, I'll give you that. And it's too complicated to explain, but Raina and I were doing it forever, for a while. We'd be like, I'll give you that. So dumb.
What was his special on Netflix? Or
yeah. Yeah. It's funny. He's very funny.
Very funny. I can't wait to have him as a marriage counselor.
I mean, he might yell at you. He likes to yell.
Might yell at you.
I doubt it. I mean, people don't.
Oh, really? But Billy Burr didn't?
Billy Burr did, but that was uncomfortable.
It doesn't...
The marriage counselor works best when they yell at you.
Really?
The live podcast really should be like called Bonnie and Someone Else Gang Up on Rich. That's when it's the most fun. When, like, Billy was ganging up on, well, I wouldn't say he was ganging up on me, but ganging up at me. It was super uncomfortable. Remember women were, like, getting angry in the audience?
Oh, Judy Gold?
Yes. It was like, and I love Bill. I mean, we totally talked. Like, we didn't have to have any kind of, like, conversation after about, like, hey, man, are we still friends?
Oh,
that's
really
what I love about him. Yeah. We just were like, okay, that was like a thing that happened. He wrote a very, very nice foreword to my book, or a blurb for the jacket. And
you didn't get it in on time?
It was too late. But they did put it in the press release or whatever it was. But still, it was like a super nice thing for him to do.
Did you make out after the podcast to be friends again?
No. No.
He had a baby.
I know. I love that. When
had your baby. Babies.
He had my baby.
So Eddie Pepitone's going to be our marriage counselor, and that's on Sunday, I think at 6 o'clock. We tweeted it.
So there. Good enough.
Okay. I don't know the exact times and locations. I've never been in
Which
Austin.
One?
The podcast with eight.
The podcast is at Esther's Follies at 6 p.m.
on Sunday.
On Sunday, the
13th? Well, today's the 9th. 10th is Friday. 11th is Saturday.
Oh, so the 12th. On the 12th. On the 13th, which is Monday.
Well, let's finish with the 12th.
Oh, first. Okay. Sorry.
So where is it at?
Esther's Follies.
What is that? A nightclub? A bar?
It's a theater.
What? How big?
300. I don't know how many people.
300 people aren't going to come to a podcast, do
no,
they?
No, I don't know how many people. I'm just kidding.
I mean, we did do well when we did a podcast.
Oh, my God. You're just not fun to have a conversation with.
I'm trying to figure things out.
You don't need to figure it out on a podcast. Let's move on. Tell me, this is how you plug. Hey, we're going to be at Esther's Follies doing our live podcast with the most amazing person in the world, Eddie Pepitone. So come to that. It's at 6 p.m., 312. So there's that. And then the following night, on Monday night, we're going to be doing at 11 p.m. at the Hideout. At the Hideout, which is a great venue.
Hard to find.
At 11 p.m., the Hideout. Hard to find, my co-host says. And so that's going to be Would You Bang 'Em? That's a slut-shaming game show. And it is, we've turned things a little on their ear, you know?
What do you mean by that? We turn things on the ear.
Well, because we're judging men. There's four female judges, four extremely A-list hot female judges. I don't know if I should say A-list. That makes you think like Madonna.
What is
okay,
she
have, I'm doing something, Arena. Take the dog.
Why does she have leg warmers on? Are those socks or leg warmers?
Those are socks.
What? Again, why would you care? Like, why would you be like, this is appropriate on a podcast to start talking about? Like, I'm trying to help you. You're always like, we need to have a better podcast. It's like, no amount of training, clearly, has, you still have no clue. What's the last podcast that you actually listened to?
Podcast?
Yeah.
Why are you going to eat those? We're going to go to Fruity Yogurt.
It's just goldfish.
Just go clean your room.
Well, don't eat those in front of your fish.
My co-host is on.
Best joke in the world.
Best joke in the world, Raina says.
I don't really listen to podcasts because
don't listen to podcasts.
I listen to radio show talk shows.
Right, but you don't listen to podcasts. Go a little deeper. You know, usually the conversation's a little more real. You know.
Uh huh.
That doesn't mean you can't be funny. But you gotta do something. You gotta do one or the other. You can't just have bullshit conversation without it being entertaining.
It's so true. That's, you just came to that conclusion?
No, because you don't seem to realize that.
I carry these podcasts. I set you up for everything on these podcasts. I'm the setup guy.
What does that mean?
I go, oh, so you were in Vegas or... Or,
no, you don't. Last podcast, I waited almost half the podcast before you asked me. You just kept going like this. Bonnie was in Vegas. I was whatever. You know.
I just got back from Vegas.
Okay, great. Let's hear about it. Let's hear the most banal fucking thing you've ever heard about Vegas. I bet you won't even go, okay, let's just hear it. And then, you know what I'm going to do for you? I'm going to break it down, tell you everything that's wrong with how you're doing the podcast. Go ahead.
Well.
As a favor to you, I'm doing it.
Here's the deal. When you go to Vegas, everybody likes to do different things. Go to different shows. Do, you know, sightsee. Do whatever. When I go to Vegas, this is what I do. Because I work there once a year, mm-hmm. probably for the last 20 years, uh-huh. 25 years. I mean, I've been in Vegas so many goddamn times. So what I do, you know, during the day I'll play golf. I try to go to a couple different places. I play this one course called, it used to be called Tuscany. It's called Kaima or something now. I don't know the name. The new name is. But the thing is, when you're playing, really? You want to make jokes?
I mean, come on.
I'm going to move on, but I'm going to say what
but you don't have any angle to it. You're just going to list the things that
no,
you do.
No, I'm going to go with the angle.
Okay.
Because
any insight?
When I go to Vegas, I go alone. So luckily, I know people in town that I can get a hold of. You know, I call Nancy and John, and we went out for a nice Thai dinner. I went to see her show. I didn't stay for the whole thing. It was a burlesque. Like, I don't get burlesque. Like, people pay whatever to just see ladies take off their tops and dance around. It's ridiculous. I mean, they're very good looking, but big deal. You know, there was ladies in there, couples, guys, like... It's not even a strip club. It's a burlesque
I just
show.
Want to point out to the gentleman listening, he's not doing this to be polite to me. He really just doesn't like women.
No.
I don't mean that. No, like, I'm not trying to call you out as being gay. I'm just saying you just don't really like them. Like,
well, no, who's going to sit there watching that
you're
for...
You're homosocial.
No,
you
that's
like
not
being
true.
Around men, watching men, looking at men.
I'm very pro-women.
No, right, but you're not into, like...
Who sits and watches girls just dance around... Just showing their tits, you know, and it was a good light show and a good show, but not for...
I'd watch a light show. I'm not going to watch the boobies.
Well, I watched them. There was some very attractive girls, you know. So then we went out for Thai food. Delicious. Delicious. You know, John Bazaar used to live in Thailand. Plus, he's like a chef, so he knows what to order. And he knows the good Thai restaurants in Vegas. Now, I got to perform at Brad Garrett's room at the MGM, the best comedy club in Las Vegas.
Okay, can I just make a note?
What?
This might help. Why? Why is
I was
going
to get to it.
Oh, were you? No, you weren't.
Yes.
I don't know.
What is that?
Fitbit.
Yes, it's in my room. Go.
It's the best comedy club because great sight lines. It's a good room, good sound, run well. Everything's on time. Very, just a good
polite staff. They treat the comics
great staff,
well.
All female waitresses and you know hostesses and stuff.
And that's what you like, an all female.
Yeah, I like some attractive girls.
Wait, staff.
Walking
oh,
by
but
me.
Not. But don't fucking put it to music and take your top off.
No.
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 But if you're serving me, I like that.
Not serving me. I'm
right.
Doing the show. But every now and then, it's good to look down and see an attractive person, male, female, waiter, waitress. You know what I mean? You don't want some slug. It doesn't matter. I'm only kidding about that. That's just a joke. I don't care who.
You got me. I believe that whole thing.
That you, I thought you were like, would you look at that?
Ladies and gentlemen, he wasn't even in Vegas.
Yes, yes, I was. You...
Stop.
Can I finish?
Yeah, by all means.
So the host.
The faster the better. Jesus.
Great host, Drew Frazier, who does a lot of warm-ups for TV mm-hmm. shows in New York.
Mm-hmm.
The middle act, Mark Eddy, guitar player, the nicest guy, kills.
Hard to follow a guitar act?
No, because we're totally different. It's 100%, you know, it's a whole different thing.
Mm-hmm.
One of the shows I walked, there was another guitar backstage. I walked out on stage with it and placed it down, but I didn't pick it up again.
That is esoteric, man.
Yeah, I walked out with it.
That is deep.
Saturday, his agent came with some buyers, and I destroyed. I saw them in the back.
Who had agent with buyers? What is that?
For him, you know, he does a lot
Who's
of corporate
him?
Stuff. Mark Eddy, the middle act.
So his agent came with, like, people that might hire him for corporate
yeah,
gigs?
Yeah, yeah. He does a lot, because he's a guitar act, and he's clean.
Right, but...
Well,
why?
Most
bring
of
him
clean.
To see him opening for someone.
Doesn't matter. They know what he does.
All right.
And it was just a fun week. You know, that's pretty much it.
Oh, what's your angle? I'm just going to list things. I'm just going to list things.
Oh, no. My angle is if you go to Vegas, you know, you could always find something to do.
Oh, my God.
You like that? Huh?
Do you understand why that's a boring story?
It's not a boring story. People like to know what I do when
no,
I
No, they don't. This is the second part of it, where you won't cave in. You won't be like, yeah, I know, I'm pretty bad at stories.
No.
Everyone tells you you're bad at stories.
No one's told me that.
I don't even know. You're always like, I'm a great storyteller. Are you? I think you're a great listener. You certainly know how to list the things that you've done.
No one's ever told me a bad storyteller. Just you.
I'm telling you now. I'm sorry, but it's like tough love time. You're not a good storyteller.
Yes.
Was that a good story that you just told?
That wasn't a real story. That Raina. Was just a summary of what I did in Vegas. That wasn't a story. Yes, Raina. Me and Raina used to lay in bed. I used to tell her stories.
I don't want her on the podcast.
She's not going to be on this one. But I used to remember when I used to tell you stories in bed and we used to make them up. Yeah. How good were they?
Good.
Yeah, see?
Go to your room.
Go clean your room.
I cleaned it.
I guarantee it's not clean.
I cleaned it.
Well, then go up there and play with Allie until we're done.
Okay.
Scram. In other words, scram.
Okay.
That wasn't a story. I was just giving a lowdown of my trip to Vegas. I wasn't telling a story.
But shouldn't you have? I mean, that's what
there's
I'm talking
no story
about. That's what I'm
behind
saying.
It.
Right. That's what I'm saying. As a person who does podcasts, wouldn't you be like, oh, this is a good thing for me to tell on the podcast or whatever?
Oh,
for someone who's invested.
Hold on.
Instead of just being like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to list where I was. Like, what if, think about it in terms of, like, this is a book or
no,
a joke.
No, this is the kind of stuff you hear on
beginning,
radio.
Middle, and an end.
If Stern's talking about his trip, he goes, yeah, we went to a nice restaurant, we played some golf.
And first of all, can I just say, that is Howard Stern, who clearly knows what he's doing.
Yes,
all
very
right.
good at it.
Yes, and he's a huge, I'm sure people want to know his every move. I don't think people are that, you know, tuning in like, I just want to hear Rich Voss being Rich Voss.
Oh, yeah.
No, they don't.
Yes, they want to know the behind the scenes.
They would love, honestly, if you had some entertaining tale to tell.
Let me think if there's any entertaining tales.
I mean, but you're so eager to get to, like, this is the thing. Let's say I had a story that I wanted to tell.
Yeah.
There'd be no way to get, you'd just be like rolling your eyes, waiting.
No.
I'd be telling the whole thing. And then you'd be like, I went to Vegas. I played this place. I went out to eat here. They're all female
no.
waitresses. And
I told the story.
as a tagline to this, whatever you want to call it, this listicle that I'm doing is, hey, there's always something to do in Vegas, which... News to everyone out there, I would think.
No, if you're by yourself.
If
you're by yourself.
If you're by yourself, there's things to do in Vegas.
Well, what I'm saying is, because you go play golf and you're on a beautiful course and you're looking up at the snow peak mountaintops, it's nice.
Didn't help your cause at all.
Why?
I know what you're doing.
I'm telling you the truth.
You're like, I just gave a beautiful image.
You don't know. When you were in Vegas, did you see the mountain?
You can go to your pool. That's something you like to do. There's gambling. I don't know if you like gambling, but you can do that in Vegas. There's the Stratosphere. There's a lot of rides. I mean, it's like...
I went to the outlets.
Go to the outlets.
Went to a meeting, got my haircut. Oh, I didn't tell you about my haircut.
Oh, boy. Here we go, folks. Let's hear what happened at the...
Sunday morning. And Sunday, when I'm on the road, is usually my big day of golf. That's the day, you know, because...
You played golf every single day.
I played all 5 days. I didn't play Sunday. But when I'm on the road, Sunday's the day I look forward to playing. Anyhow.
Why?
It's just I know I'm leaving town. It's my last day. There's no pressure on the Sunday night show. Play some golf. Go work out. Take a nap. I just like playing golf Sundays.
But isn't there a lot of people on the golf course on Sunday?
Yeah, well, I get there early enough.
Oh, I see.
No, I get there early enough.
The more people, the more. Is that Rich Voss? Is that what you like about it?
No.
Turning around. Where do I know you from?
I get that all the time, but no, that's not the reason.
You from?
No, they know who I am. They don't go, where do I know you from?
I've heard them say, where do I know you from?
Sometimes I get that once, one out of five.
And then the other times they're like, hey, you're Rich Voss.
I get that a lot, yeah. Funerals, anywhere I go.
Yeah.
So, Sunday, it was too windy to play golf.
Oh, boy.
It was windy today when I played. Today was so fucking windy, I was going to walk off. It was almost unplayable.
Oh, my God.
But I shot 41 on the back nine. I almost got a hole in one today.
Can I just tell you something?
What?
Great story.
Wait, I'm not done yet. I was playing by myself, And I
and let's just clip that and make it a...
I was playing by myself.
I was playing by myself.
And I was 1 foot away from a hole-in-one. And if I would have got it, it wouldn't count as a hole-in-one because you need two witnesses.
Oh, boy. Well, what about the Lord up above? Can't use him?
So, my last day in Vegas was too windy to play. So I went to a meeting, a 12-step meeting. I walk in, there was four or five people. I go, it was kind of good, very good. What else? Oh, and then I was driving home. I go, man, I need a haircut before I go to South by Southwest. What am I going to find time?
Because you had so many golf days planned when you got home.
No, I didn't think it was going to be this warm. I didn't think I was going to play golf this week. And then I'm driving it. I saw
this is all I hear when Dad's... And I feel like all you hear when Dad's doing his podcast. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah,
blah. Okay. Obviously, you haven't finished cleaning your room because you're still finding toys.
Why do we do that?
I can find toys without having that clean my room.
What do I sound like when I'm doing a podcast?
Oh, boy. Is this about Daddy?
All right, scram.
All right.
You came down from your room with that little prop. So I was driving, and I go, oh, I need a haircut. And
okay, then yeah, right.
Sunday.
Haircut story, wow.
I don't know if you'll get ears. You just said haircut story, wow.
I saw a barber sign, you know, and it was turning. You know how those barber things turn?
Yeah, we all know what those are, yeah.
Pulled in, walked in, all Latin. She said, come on, you're doing a good job. She didn't understand, but I showed
her. Whoa.
All Latin. But they were looking at me like, look at this outsider. Mm-hmm. I look like an outsider, a double outsider.
I guarantee you they thought you were Latino.
No, because I didn't speak Latino. I didn't speak Spanish, Mexican, nothing. They knew I was street, but not Latino. I could tell I was street. Oh, I hung out with Ralphie one night. I went over and did Dirty at 12:30.
You don't see any of this, honestly. You don't see it about yourself?
I did Dirty at 12:30. Some girl went on before
no
me.
Good, no story in
some
there?
Some blonde comic. Uh-huh. Very attractive from California. I don't remember her name, though.
Okay.
Where are all these like blonde, good-looking comics coming from L.A.? Like, I mean, they all look alike. But they're all these, like, blonde...
And why aren't they all... Why, you know...
I heard this one was funny. I didn't watch her, but people...
Heard this one was funny?
From the people in the audience as they were leaving. They go, she was good. I killed. I fucking destroyed.
You're better than the blonde hottie from California.
Different. I was... Obviously, I've been doing it 10 times longer than her. I'll find out her name. I'm going to find it out. I can text her.
Yes.
You want to find it out right now?
Yeah, why not? I mean, your stories are terrible.
No, they're not. They're going pretty well.
No, they're not. That's the thing. That's what's so annoying about you. It's like...
The barber story, walking in to a Spanish place and not turning around.
That's not a good story.
Oh. All right, go ahead. You tell a story.
I don't have any.
You don't have any?
I haven't been doing anything.
Huh? I'm going to find out the blonde comic.
All my stories are like, oh, I did 7 loads of laundry. And yesterday was a day without women. And I had to do everything anyway.
What?
A day without women.
Oh, yeah, yesterday.
Did anybody do anything for me?
I did.
Oh, did you? What'd you do? What'd you do?
Hold on. Yesterday?
Yeah, what'd you do?
What did I do?
What did you do?
Let me think. Yesterday. One, I got out of your hair for a while because I know you like to be alone.
That was nice.
I said, let me let her be alone and relax and do what she does.
Do what I do.
Do what you do. But I thought yesterday was just ladies don't have to do anything. I didn't think it was guys have to do things for ladies.
Oh, we're just supposed to, like, starve? Just show ourselves? Well, that's good. You know how many women got fired yesterday?
Oh, here's her name already. Kate Quigley. She killed.
Well, it is possible. It has been known to happen that attractive woman can be funny.
I didn't say they couldn't be. I've never said they couldn't. I don't judge.
No, but you did say this one.
What? No, I said there's a lot of blonde comics coming out of L.A., you know, good-looking blonde comics that, you know, I've never seen.
If there's a good-looking blonde comic, though, honestly, and she's funny, then she should move to the front of the group.
Why?
I mean, it's just show business, you know? It's like if you're fat and ugly and funny, you should be at the bottom.
No, that's crazy.
It's Hollywood, you know?
No, well, she was funny.
You should have the same standards as a starlet.
She goes, "Who are you?" I think, or you know, she introduced myself.
She didn't know who you were.
So I said my name. No,
shit.
But then when I said my name,
"Oh, I thought you were Latino."
Then when I said my name, she knew.
She was like, "Oh, okay."
But she was with a guy. You know, they were like the perfect. I don't know if it was her boyfriend, but you know,
Ken and Barbie type of situation.
Both of them couldn't have been any better looking.
Wow, two tens.
But she destroyed. You know, because I don't watch comics before I go on or after. No, I watch some of the headliner.
Who was the headliner?
I don't remember. I'm not going to bother this guy again.
Oh.
But he killed. I mean, no, listen, believe me.
You did better than everyone.
Well, I'm only doing 15 minutes. He's doing 40, and I'm in the middle or right before him. So of course I had the cream puff spot, and you know, 15 minutes to kill. Then he's got to do 40 at the end, and it's a free audience. It's a cool show. The room is packed, you know, but it's out in the lounge. You know, you could see the casino. It's not in an enclosed room, but it's a very popular show. Dirty at 12:30.
At what casino?
South
If you're
going
to cough, do it right into the mic.
Oh, South Point. It's really, every time I go to Vegas, I do it on Friday night. I do the Dirty at 12:30 at South Point.
Gabe
books it. Gabe Lopez, very funny. He opens for Ralphie. Ralphie does Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at Harris every week now.
Mm.
And
that's a good gig.
Oh, that's great. They give him a house, he said. He said five bedrooms, so that means...
Three.
So, you know, it's...
See, that's what we need for you.
What?
We need you to get a three-day thing in Vegas so you can get out of our hair every week.
I would love to.
Go there, play golf. It would be...
What happens if I met a burlesque girl and had like a double life?
Then it's a win-win. It's a win-win for everybody.
How is it a win-win? How is it a win-win for you?
Because I won't have to fucking give you your...
Oh, you won't have to plunge my toilet?
Yeah.
Well, anyhow, this girl was funny. I don't... No her material. I just heard the laughter and people walking out going, she was good. So, Kate Quigley, look her up. And Gabe Lopez. And if you're in Vegas at 12:30 after you go to Brad Garrett's comedy room at the MGM on Friday nights, go to Dirty at 12:30 at South Point. It's a good show, really. And it's free.
If you're by yourself.
Yeah, well, I go because... This is the only time I went there.
There's a lot of things to do by yourself in Vegas.
You know, every time I go there, there's comics I know to hang. Well, I hung out with Ralphie, but then I just left. Oh, because it's getting late and I had to get
up. He didn't do Dirty at 12:30?
No, he can't. He's working, you know, he's under contract.
But he came with you?
No, he came with Gabe. Gabe, who runs Dirty at 12:30, opens for Ralphie at Harris.
Oh, so he just was hanging out?
Yeah, he came by, hung out. We talked.
Oh.
You know,
and how's he
looked
doing?
Good. Ralph looked. He looked great. He looked really good.
I never heard anyone call him Ralph before.
I mean, Ralph looked good. He, you know, says he's sober not drinking or partying. He seemed on point. It was really funny. I made a joke. I go, yeah, I got a... And I really liked this guy, and he was a nice guy. I go, but I got a guitar act in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, I was married to a guitar act. It was really funny. But, and like I said, the guy who I worked with, nicest guy, funny, probably one of the nicer comics you'd want to work with. Very complimentary. His friends came. I didn't tell you this. Came to the show one night from Canada.
Who?
The girl was the...
Who's this guitar act?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Mark Eddy.
Okay, Mark Eddy.
His friends came. The girl was the lead in the movie Buffy the Vampire Slayer. The movie.
Yeah.
Not the TV show.
I know.
The blonde.
Yeah.
She used to be a model too, I think.
Yeah. I can't remember her name, but yeah, yeah.
She was back to her husband from Canada.
I think Lynn hangs out with her sometimes.
Lynn Shawcross?
Yeah.
Really?
She hangs out with some Canadian actress that's pretty famous.
Well, I don't know if she's Canadian, but she probably is. Her husband is. He was like a medalist in the Olympics, figure skater.
And he's married to a woman?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep, and they had their kid, and they came backstage one night, and Mark Eddy's wife came into town, and she was nice, and they all went to a
concert. How do they know Mark Eddy?
I don't know how people ask. I only ask.
Oh,
how.
So you don't ask any questions or anything?
I do. I talk to them.
Hi, guys. How are you?
How did you meet? You don't say
Here's
that.
Here's a list of things you can do while you're in Vegas.
No, they went to a concert. That guy from The Voice, the country guy from The Voice was there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What's his name? Matt, no.
I don't remember, but it's not a good idea to sit and try to think of somebody's name.
Tall guy, I think.
Yes, we know.
From The Voice. He was in Vegas. You could have went to see that show, too.
No, well, he wasn't there when we were there.
No, I mean, when I was there.
Oh.
They went to see him. Sheldon? No.
Blake Sheldon.
Yeah. Yeah, see, it is good sometimes to think.
And why? How has that helped anything?
Because now people know. So they went to that concert, but...
This podcast's so bad, I almost did Sandy, and I just said, you know what, don't drag her into this bullshit.
This is one of our better podcasts.
No. It's terrible. It's no. really, really bad.
No.
Basically, you're just listing people and things that you did in Vegas. It's I can't imagine anyone who doesn't, like...
See, you say that about everyone, but people love them.
No, they love hearing... No, they people love like some
they like
of
my
it.
Stories.
No, they don't. No, they don't.
They like to know what I do when I travel. They like to know
no,
the behind
don't.
The scenes.
Okay, yes. I guarantee you that they'd be like... Hey, this is what it's like, and if you were a great raconteur, yes.
A great what on tour?
A raconteur.
A raconteur, did you just say?
Yes. Uh-huh.
A raconteur.
Yes, now it's time for you to let me mock somebody who's smarter than me.
You're not smarter.
It's time for me to mock someone who's using words I don't know.
No, really?
Well, it's dumb guy making fun of smart girl.
You think you're smart?
Dumb guy making fun of smart girl.
Oh, you sing
that song?
That's
a Blake Shelton song.
You sing that song when you go raconteur?
Oh, she said raconteur, and I said, whoa, hold up there, Missy.
Raconteur? No one has ever said that in
see,
the history.
See, this is how fucking stupid you are.
This is how...
Do you know how stupid you seem? Honestly.
No.
Do you know
when
how
your stupid... boss uses words he does not know. Justin thinks he did in Vegas at his show. Oh, Richie boss, you have no... So you put it out on the podcast. Yay!
You let the kleptomaniac come in here and talk
I'm
to her father.
Not
Racket, come here, Raina.
Who cares? It means a storyteller.
Okay, but listen, what was your song? Do your song into the mic again, because we let's hear your song.
Oh, Richie Voss, he doesn't word, he does not know. Oh, Richie Voss. He listen to things he did in Vegas at his show. Oh, Richie Voss got no good life, so he puts it out on the podcast. Yay!
I have no. And she walks away like she walks away like you, like she just killed, like you killed, like she's oh, old raconteur Raina. So. People like to know, they like to know the insides and the behind the scenes. And I give it to them. I give them the
That's
behind
not,
the scenes.
No, you're not giving anything, though. You're not like, here's what happens. Sometimes when you're in Vegas, famous people show up behind this, and then you'd know the name of the person. You'd have a little information about them.
That's a good storyteller.
Be like, I forgot to tell you this. Somebody showed up. Who was it?
Yeah, she was the lead in Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the movie.
Look her up.
I'll look her up right now. Blonde hair chick.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of blondes.
Everybody can visualize her right now, but nobody
really?
Can think of her name.
Very nice. You wouldn't think that. Where's my Google?
Oh, my God.
I'll look it up in Safari.
How? Yeah, now it's time for watching an old man use his smartphone. Let's listen in on an old man
Buffy,
using his iPhone.
Buffy Vampire, because it says it, I don't want the show. Vampire movie. Buffy the Vampire Slayer movie cast right here. She was the lead. She was also, Christy Swanson.
Christy Swanson. This has been another edition of Listening to an Old Man Use His iPhone.
And look at her. She's stunning. That's her.
Yeah, she's very pretty.
She's pretty. There was two pretty blondes that came into my life.
Oh, my God. See, now that's like an angle to the story you could have used. I was bombarded with pretty blondes this time I was in
And
Vegas.
They were both with
Not
successful.
Like, I was that. You give everything the same. It's like, you know what it is, listening to you tell a story? It's like listening at the end of a drug ad where they go, this could cause this and this and this and this and this, where they just list all the things that it could cause. That's what's like listening to you tell a story.
No.
Yes, but much slower.
Uh-oh. You can't take the Rich Boss pill if you have heart failure.
Okay.
What's that? What? What'd you say?
Do not take the Rich Boss idiotic pill if you have heart failure.
Is that your bit?
Brain tumors. Or are just a normal person.
What are you talking about?
Never take the Rich Boss pill.
Okay, thank
you. StopSmoking.org.
Okay, well, she's taking over our podcast.
Yeah, yeah, that's awesome. Still hot in this joint.
Well, okay. Move out. Move out.
Get out of here.
What
Stop.
Is that, Toy? What is that? Oh.
It's a worm.
How's school going?
Good.
She got all A's.
I'll sit here criticizing it.
Are you gonna,
like
there's already somebody that does that. Okay, that's me.
And me.
You have any other stories going on? You should get this eye cream that I've been using. It's so good.
So you're criticizing her eyes?
No.
You're criticizing her eyes saying you need eye cream? That's like telling people to go work out. You're saying they're fat. So you're saying she needs eye cream. Huh? You're saying her eyes look bad.
She's a psychopath.
I'm not a psychopath.
The stuff from, can you tell that my bags are going down?
Please do not say that.
My bags are going down. Can you tell?
No.
Not my ball bag, my eye bag.
Oh, God, Rich. Your daughter's right there.
I thought you went upstairs. Sorry. It doesn't look different?
No.
No. You should just do one, and then you could tell the difference.
No, I don't want to go out with one swollen eye.
I mean, you look good. You look like you're very handsome.
Ooh. You think the blondes thought that when they saw me?
No.
No. Yeah, when I go on stage.
I'm sure you were not pleasant when you met them.
Oh, I was very pleasant today. Yeah.
Although I did see you last night or the other night sort of flirting with some girl and I liked it.
Who? I didn't talk to any girl.
Rick Ross got a girlfriend. Rick Ross and a random person sitting in a tree. Can I?
Get her out
Raina,
of here.
Raina, please go. You're
annoying.
Super annoying. Then just sit there and don't say anything.
Where was I talking to a girl?
At the stand, and Lindsay and I were there, and I turned to Lindsay, and I said, I love it when I see him flirting with a girl, and we watched you flirt with this girl. You were laughing. You do this.
No.
You put your hand on your chest like you're from the fucking 1600s.
No.
Did I just make a funny?
What girl are you talking about? Where was I
and
at?
And it was Christy I can't remember her last name, but she has that really high-pitched voice.
I was in fun with her.
What's her last name?
Cancello?
Yeah.
I like her. She's nice.
Yeah. You
so
do
nice.
Like her.
You like her more than that, don't
you? I was...
Lena, go away.
I'm going away.
No, I talked to her because she was... I was doing roast battle. And then I saw, what's her name? And she goes, oh, well, I don't know.
Why? What?
It's just gossip. Someone that broke up with somebody. Go, get out of here.
That was... wow, you finally had a good story and you couldn't do it.
No, because I don't want to give people's personal lives over the podcast. That's not my...
I feel bad because, you know, I like them both.
You don't even know who I'm talking about.
100% I do.
Oh, okay. Well, then moveon.org. Then we did that show. We did that fucking show.
That was a good show.
For Planned Parenthood.
Planned Parenthood was fun. I did all kids' material. And then I realized halfway through, I was like, ugh, is it weird?
That's what I did on Bobby's show, Preach for Kids, this week. A lot of free shows this week, but...
Wait, it wasn't a free show for you and Preach for Kids?
We all donated our money back.
Oh.
It was for a girl.
I didn't have to donate my money.
It was a girl with brain cancer.
Oh.
So we donated our money back. How much shit are you going to eat before
we
go?
We're going to...
Oh.
No, don't eat those.
They're already open.
Well, it doesn't matter.
Don't give... Oh, no!
No, no!
She put it in her mouth. Get it out. She can't eat candy.
No, go get it, Raina.
Come here.
Okay.
Come here.
What is our podcast?
The dog...
No, we're trying to get a fruit snack out of the dog's mouth.
It's not chocolate, thank God. You got the dog?
No, but it has gelatin in it, which they're not supposed to have.
Get her. Come here. Get that little thing.
It's not fruit,
I mean.
Fuck.
I didn't...
Come here, baby. Come here, baby.
Yeah, we caught her. Get it out of her mouth.
Come on.
We got it. We got it. Don't eat it, Raina.
I'm not.
Oh, my God. Can we be done, please?
No, tell a good story.
No, because I... Listen, I used to be cool.
I'll tell
there was a
story.
Time in my life,
I'll tell
I swear to God, where I wasn't chasing dogs and yelling at kids to go to their room and had a husband who listed things all the time. I was
I
would have been sitting
yourself?
There doing this podcast like, yeah, so then I would have had a good story. Would have been like getting in deep, some philosophical discussion with somebody. Get out. I hate everyone.
Rain, do you have any
this
good
isn't what I wanted out of my life.
Rain, do you have any good stories?
Then get divorced.
Yeah, don't. All right, let's go. We got to wrap this up. Listen to it. Here's the deal.
I'll tell a good story.
No, you don't need to. You don't need to be on every podcast.
Yes.
It makes me feel bad that she's.
What?
I don't
doing
know.
Better
we're not
than us?
No, I don't think we're supposed to be doing that to our kid.
You're right. Just like that movie, Family. It's a Family Fang.
Yeah, Family Fang. Wasn't that telling? Wow.
We're like performance
artists. That's a good movie.
I tell everyone it's one of my favorite movies.
Oh, yeah, it's a good movie.
It's one of my favorite movies. Listen, this Saturday and Sunday, Austin, South by Southwest.
Don't worry.
Go
I'll
to the
be
website.
There.
Come to our shows. I'm also doing a stand-up at a Gotham show. It's called Gotham, whatever. Bobby's podcast I'm doing there. You know what, dude? Bonnie's doing a bunch of shows there. We're going to have a good time.
Raina's not
going to
be there, so don't
can
come.
Can you stop?
Yes. No, there's nothing going to be.
Also,
Raina, I'm not coming. So.
Next weekend I'll be at the Improv in Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh Improv, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Next weekend, come on out.
I have a
folks.
Show on the 23rd, but I can't remember where it is.
Oh, that's good. Can I go to your website?
No.
No, why not? Because you don't have
just
one.
Text me. I'll tell you where to go.
How are they going
to
text you?
To what?
Don't. Here's the deal. Next week, Thursday through Sunday, Pittsburgh Improv. This week, South by Southwest. Go to richfoss.com for all my
can
dates.
Can I at least have a mango?
And go behind the wall. My new CD is up behind the wall, Rich Foss 5. Still empty inside. I got 3 CDs behind the wall right there. It pays off to go behind the fucking dumb wall. Goodbye.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew?
Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true that somewhere deep down she loves him too.